it seems today that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely? And cry.
We are family.
Mrs. Lipstein, I have bad news. The tumor is malignant. I'm afraid you only have 6 months to live.
Oh, my God.
Got milk?
Hey, listen up, everybody. Your Grandpa Griffin is finally retiring.
Grandpa Griffin?
Is he that guy that smells like firewood and has those big gray pussy willows in his ears?
Chris, that's a terrible word, pussy willows.
My dad worked at that mill for 60 years. That's almost 80 years. Tomorrow night they're throwing a big dinner and we're all going to be there to honor him.
Why? We barely know him.
Yeah, how come he never visits us?
Well, kids, your grandfather has never been comfortable with the fact that I'm not Catholic.
Hey, Dad loves all of us. He's just too busy working to show it. It's been that way ever since I was a kid.
And now the winners of the father-son three-legged race. First place, Bobby Hamill and his dad. Second place, Jimmy Lawson and his dad. Third place, Peter Griffin and a stalk of corn.
Well, now that he's retiring, me and him can finally spend some time together. I want us to have one of those father-son moments, like on TV, you know, where we hug and the music goes, la, la, la. Thanks, boys, just like that.
Hey, can you guys do that fluttery thing like when the Brady kids run down the stairs?
I don't want to tattle, but is Bobby really a doctor?
Mom, I can't eat. I'm too grossed out by Grandpa's ears.
I know. They're like a big gray enchanted forest.
Kids, your grandfather's ears are not gross, and they are certainly not an enchanted forest.
Medrening, Trumpsodian Fitz, Paz Hap, Ecoborian Grilster.
But seriously, tonight we here at Pawtucket Mills celebrate the career of our oldest and most dedicated employee, Francis Griffin. Francis?
At mass this morning, it occurred to me that I may never see any of your faces again. I just want to say that Jesus loves you. But in my eyes, you're a bunch of sinners and slackers who have forced a hard-working old man to retire. So you can take this shiny watch and shove it.
I adore this man. Yeah, that was some speech, Dad.
Yes, it's a shame Grandma wasn't there to hear it.
Bless her heart. She's on another one of her prayer missions in Las Vegas.
Give me your five cards, stud.
Aye, she's a rose. It's a pity you couldn't find yourself a nice Irish Catholic girl, Peter.
Oh, Francis, this must be embarrassing for you. I'm in the car.
Dad, now that you're retired, you're coming to stay with us. No more excuses. I'm putting my foot down. Brian, buckle up. Hey, what do you say, Dad?
I don't want to be a bother.
It gets no bother, is it, Lois?
Of course not. It'll be fun.
You're a good woman, Lois. Perhaps you won't burn in hell after all. Maybe you just go to purgatory with all the unbaptized babies.
Hey, there you go, Lois. You love kids. Look at that, Lois. Dad's reading Stewie to sleep. Just like he never did for me.
So God cast the pagans and sinners into the fiery bowels of hell, where their flesh burned in agony forever and ever. The end. Children love a good bedtime story from the Bible.
Yeah, it's charming. Like when God told Abraham to kill Isaac.
Hey!
That was a lovely service, Francis.
Super. And only 3 more hours till school.
I didn't even know there was a 5 a.m. Mass. I didn't even know there was a 5 a.m. What else haven't you told me?
You know, I rather like this God fellow. He's very theatrical, you know. You know, a pestilence here and a plague there. Omnipotence. Got to get me some of that, hmm?
Yes, we all enjoy the Bible in this house.
Really? What's your favorite book of the Bible?
The one where Jesus swallows the puzzle piece and the man in a big yellow hat has to take him to the hospital.
Open this door! Open it, I say!
Sorry, Grandpa. You might want to give that a minute or two.
I know what you're doing in there. And there's a sin. If you ever do it again, you'll burn in hell!
But I do it every day. Sometimes twice.
Mark my words, lad. You may think you're alone in there, but God's watching. Don't do it again.
God's watching me do number two? Oh, man, I'm a sinner and God's a pervert.
Megan! How was school?
Good. Kevin walked me home.
Kevin?
He lives next door.
He lives next door to a harlot.
Grandpa, we were just holding hands.
Well, it'll be easy for him to take your hand when God strikes your sinful heart with leprosy. He can take it right home with him. Lord, it's great to see you kids.
Francis, we were watching that.
Well, I'll tell you how it ends. Laura burns the roast, and God kills her for parading her bum around in those pants.
Dad, not a bad way to kick off your retirement, huh, Dad? Yeah, the magic of baseball has brought fathers and sons together for millions of years. Stewie's having fun.
Why did that man drop his club before he runs around? I would bring it with me.
Hey, who wants a Fenway Frank, huh? Nothing says, please talk to me, Daddy, like a Fenway Frank.
Is there a bathroom here? I don't think I can wait anymore.
In a public restroom, lad. For the good of your soul, show some restraint.
Hey, hot dog guy.
I'll get him.
Oh, no, Dad, they bring him to you.
Well, la-di-da. I don't need my food brought to me. I'm not a broken-down old mule. I can still work. I can still take orders.
Oh, hey, look, hey, Dad, look! Hey, Dad, you got it, look, crap, that was money well spent.
He just left without saying anything? Where would he go?
I don't know, I just asked him to buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if he ever gets back. I wasn't being cute, I really hope he's dead.
Well, Tom, the city of Boston is examining its conscience tonight in preparation for a visit from the Pope.
That's right, Diane, and I'll tell you what else will be examined, this cock. Yes, the Rhode Island Cock Society will be sponsoring free checkups for this year's Cock Awareness Week. Don't know why they went with such a suggestive name. They could have just as easily gone with Rooster. Diane?
Oh, I'm telling you, something must have happened to him. He's probably hurt or lost or shanghaied by pirates. That renegade pirate ship captained by the ruthless peg-leg Swantoon.
Ada, calm down. It's his first night of retirement. He's probably out enjoying himself.
He's in jail.
Dad, my God, are you okay?
Don't be using a large name in vain.
He's okay, thank God.
Yeah, it seems he broke into the old mill after hours. We found him working at a kick press.
Dad, you left the ball game with me to go work in a mill?
Yes, I want to work. I want my job back.
But, Dad, you're retired.
I'd rather be dead.
Dead? I'll tell you what's dead. Vaudeville. You know what killed it? The talkie pictures. But you can still make it, kid. You just gotta have a gimmick. I, for one, am a tumbler. Here, watch my round off. Oh! Hey, kiddo, be a sport. Take the pills out of my pocket and put one under my tongue.
I don't get it, Lois. Baseball's always been the secret to male bonding. It even worked for Rosie O'Donnell and his father in a league of their own.
Peter, I hate to say this, but it doesn't seem like your dad is interested in bonding with you. All he cares about is work.
Wait a second. Work? That's what'll bring us together. We can start our own father-son business.
Hey, what you doing with all them bats of you, heathen dummy?
Pop, why you gotta be like that? We cut them in half, stick a Virgin Mary in them, and sell them as shrines.
That's my boy. At least that's what your mama always told me. Now give me a hug before I give you a knuckle sandwich.
Or you could just get your father a job with you at the toy factory.
That's an even better idea. Lois, you're a genius. Now give me a hug before I give you a knuckle sandwich. Eh?
Peter, I can't hug you. Peter, cut it out. Peter, I'm serious. Peter!
And this is the nerve center of the whole factory.
My station. I assemble our new action figures, Zeke the Moody Grifter.
You mean to tell me you stand here all day playing with dolls?
Well, Dad, it's not easy.
See, I got a twist on his head and stick a tiny pack of smokes in his torn denim jacket.
Any of you kids want to see a dead body?
Oh, wait here, Dad. Hey, Mr. Weed?
Peter!
Listen, I was wondering if you might have a job for my dad.
Your father? He must be a man of at least 70.
Oh, yeah, but he's in great shape. Huh? Well, except his prostate. I tell you, at 2 a.m. last night, I thought a horse was using the bathroom.
Peter! All finished. What's next?
Yeah. He did my whole day's work in 5 minutes. We should sell you to the circus, you freak.
I've never seen such productivity. How is this possible?
I'll tell you how it's possible. Because this man always put his job before everything else. His wife, his health, even his own son. Especially his own son.
I need hear no more. Everyone, this is your new shop foreman. Welcome aboard, sir. Lead us, you see fit.
Dad, after all these years, you and me together, side by side, father and son, eh?
Peter, this is surely a miracle. I'm so grateful.
Oh, hold that thought. Hey, boys, you're on. Go ahead, Dad.
Thank you, Jesus. I have a purpose in life again.
Hey, break up the sewing circle and get back to work.
My, what a thumping good read. Lions eating Christians, people nailing each other to 2x4s. I say, you won't find that in Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, please don't say Pooh.
Peter, are you all right? Where's your father?
Still at the factory. He's turning the break room into a chapel.
A chapel? Where will you all eat lunch?
Lois, lunch is a sin. Taking a break is a sin. Bestiality is a sin. I'm not sure how that came up exactly, but me and Dad have never been closer. Having him at the factory is the best.
I got it. Hey, Petey, your dad stinks. I'm working triple shifts and I'm still not employee of the week. How am I supposed to compete with Dad?
Hey, where is he anyway?
Well, this will be for my fourth birdie. Looks like someone's in the zone. Oh, tough break there, Jesus.
Yep. Or was it?
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Booyah! Back to work, all of you. Oh, no. What's going on here?
Dad, some of the guys think that, well, since you took over, work is no fun.
Work's not supposed to be fun. What?
Well, why not?
Why not? Why not? That's Satan talking. You're a failure as a worker and as a father.
Now, wait a minute. I may not be perfect, but at least I love my kids enough not to spend every minute of the day working. I'm a damn good father, and that's more than anyone can say about you.
Oh. Peter, you've never spoken to me like that before. You're fired. Oh.
Well, in that case, I'm suing you for sexual harassment. I'll see you at home.
What are you doing, lad?
Nothing!
You know, something's wrong with your shower. The world is not cold enough. I like me showers colder than the world digger's kerfluffin.
I think it's time someone sits his kerfluffin down and has a talk with his unemployed son.
If Peter needs to talk, he'd best go to confession and beg forgiveness for all his failings. Have a glorious day.
Peter, how can you just sit there and let him talk like that?
He's right, Lois. I am no good. Even my own dad doesn't love me. Face it, I'm going to hell. Wow, oh, Adolf Hitler? Al Capone? John Wilkes Booth? Hey, what are you doing here?
I killed a hooker. She made a crack about me being faster than a speeding bullet, so I ripped her in half like a phone book.
Yes, the fat man's going to hell. And from the looks of his midsection, he'll burn like a tire dump for all eternity. Oh, I love God. He's so deliciously evil.
Stewie, eat your oatmeal. Honey, you're a wonderful husband, a loving father, and for some reason I'll never understand, a very devoted son.
That's a nice thought, Lois, but sadly it means nothing coming from you.
Well, the moment has arrived at last. We now go live to Logan International Airport, where the Pope's plane has just touched down.
Hello, Boston! Are you ready to humble yourself before God? What have you all done?
I just got a crazy idea.
Ah, why?
Hey, I just got another crazy idea.
Huh. Hey, did you ever notice this? On page 375, it says Jeebus.
It's supposed to be Jesus, right?
Room service!
We didn't order no room service.
Well, actually, I just wanted to check the honor bar, because the last pope we had here filled his shaving kit with Necco wafers.
All right, wise guy. Who are you?
Look, I'm just a faithful Catholic man with a family crisis that only His Holiness can resolve. I've never asked the church for anything, but I don't know where else to turn.
Dust him.
My heavens, son, are you okay?
Yeah, I just got bounced by the Pope's road crew.
Well, good thing you missed me. I'm set to drive the Pope-mobile, and any slight bump on the head knocks me unconscious for a few hours. I always wake up feeling fine, but it's just so darned inconvenient to be knocked out that easily. Even by the slightest tap. Like this.
Taking it off here, boss.
Take it off there, Luke.
Wiping it off here, boss.
Wipe it off there, Dragline.
Wave it at the Pope here, boss.
Wave at the Pope there, Luke.
Are you sure this is Boston?
Yeah, it's Boston. See, look, there's Harvard.
That's just a barn.
Ooh, someone went to Yale. Lois, put the coffee on.
Careful, I just cleaned the floor.
Good thing, eh?
Lemony.
Your Holiness, this is such an honor. Please, go into the living room and make yourself at home. Peter, what is the Pope doing here?
Relax, honey. I just hijacked his bubble car so he can convince my dad I'm a good guy.
You kidnapped the Pope? Peter, this is the most reckless thing you've ever done.
Oh, come on, Lois. What about the time I was on that airplane?
Peter, you've raised a fine family.
Yeah, well, my dad thinks I'm a screw-up. Matter of fact, I was hoping you could change his mind. He'd have to believe you. You're God's go-to guy.
Well, your father is entitled to his opinion, but more important is what you think. Look deep in your heart, my son. Do you think you're a screw-up?
Well? No, I'm not. You know what? I'm a damn good father. And I have great kids.
Well, that's not what Grandpa says.
Well, Grandpa is wrong. Meg, it's not a sin for a girl your age to like boys.
Thanks, Daddy.
And Chris, what you do in the bathroom is between you and God. And if you're sorry, He'll forgive you.
Thanks, Dad!
Good for you, Peter. But isn't there someone else you should speak to?
Yes, there is. Scarecrow, you've had brains all along. Same goes for your heart, Tin Man. And Christy McNichol, come back to television. We miss you.
Peter, I meant you should talk to your father.
You're right. You with me, big guy?
Peter, I go where I am needed.
To the Pope-mobile! Hey, guys, remember when we brought in that stripper for Lombardi's birthday and it turned out to be his son? Well, I think this is going to top it.
Wow, it's the Pope! Slothful sinners! You're here to work, not stand around with your... Holy Mother! It's the Holy Father!
I am not worthy.
Rise, my son. You are indeed worthy, for you have raised a fine son. His zest for life is an affirmation of God's great love within us all.
Wow. And that's from the freaking Pope. So I guess you were wrong about me, huh, Dad?
I was wrong, all right.
Stand by, boys.
I was wrong about you. You've got soft on me, Holy Father. Even a tambourine-shaking Baptist could tell this boy's no good.
Are you calling me a liar?
Oh, easy, Pontiff.
Because I'll excommunicate your sorry
butt. Okay, time out.
Ugh, I've never met such an infuriating man. You must have the patience of a saint.
Well, he's my dad. I just want him to love me.
Peter, how could you say such a thing? I love you with all me heart.
You do?
Of course. I just don't like you. I don't like anything about you.
No, keep playing, you guys. I think this is as good as it's going to get. Dad, to be honest, I don't like you either. Jeez, it's a terrible thing to say. I guess I am going to hell, huh?
Peter, the good Lord said to honor thy father. He never said anything about liking him.
Well, in that case, Dad, I'm going to eat meat on Fridays, golf on Sundays, laugh at Jewish comedians, and yes, sleep with my Protestant wife. I won't enjoy it. And she hates it.
Well, fine. I'll be on my way. Take back your job and give your old man a hug.
I love you, Dad.
I know you do, son.
What are you going to do now?
I don't know. Guess the good Lord doesn't have much use for an old man like me.
Well, I suppose I could use another pair of hands on my tour.
You give Dad a job? Even though what a jerk he is?
I have to. As you said, Peter, I'm the freaking Pope.
All right, get back. Now flash photography or you'll go straight to hell. You! You're in God's house, you heathen. Take that cap off before I take it off for you.
Well, I think your father found the perfect job.
Let's hope so. I love being a good father, but I don't want to have to be a good son again for a long, long time.
Peter! Open the door and break out the schnapps. Guess who needs a place to sleep it off for the weekend?
Mom! Oh, my God, no! Quick, everyone! Into the pod!
Thank you.